I genuinely believe that Donald Trump is losing a lot of momentum and a lot of power within his own base. Today, we saw multiple blocks of Republicans across the country, both in federal Congress and in the Indiana State Senate, rebuke Donald Trump or directly defect against his wishes. In Congress, we saw Republicans in the House and now the Senate, according to the news, the Senate just voted to release the files, vote against Donald Trump's will. Trump has spent the past 4 months lobbying against the release of the Epstein files, although he'll say that he wanted them released. It's obviously a lie. He did not want them released. Yet Republicans still voted against him. Just today, you saw Indiana state senators double down and say, we are not going to redistrict and gerrymander our states. And then right after that, you saw a federal judge appointed by Donald Trump vote down the redistricting gerrymandered map of Texas. Loss after loss after loss, but it's not only about the actual tangible court losses, it's about the loss of power within the MAGA movement. Because when Donald Trump loses elections, like the special election that we just saw, and the midterms coming up, and realizes that he does not have the Republican base wrapped around his finger in the way that he once did, then Republican senators, Republican congressmen and women will be more incentivized to break from Donald Trump and to moderate. If you don't believe me, just look at Marjorie Taylor Greene. I mean, obviously we don't agree with her on most things. I don't really like Marjorie Taylor Greene, but what she's doing lately has been a savvy political move. By distancing herself from the Trump administration and actually successfully starting a feud with Donald Trump, she may have elongated her political chances because she saw that, I guess for the lack of better wording, MAGA is a sinking ship, and she wanted to dive off of the sinking ship before it hits the bottom of the ocean. She may have successfully done it. I guess time will tell. Sources say she has higher political ambitions in the state of Georgia. So just what I'm trying to say is many, many Republicans will begin to jump ship, begin to dip from Donald Trump's political coalition, and he will lose power. We are also seeing desperate power grabs from Trump in the form of wars. Then he might start with Venezuela. We have been mobilizing some huge carrier ships near Venezuela to intimidate them. Then Secretary of State Marco Rubio recently reclassified Maduro, the leader of Venezuela, as a terrorist. He is now legally a terrorist, meaning the United States can legally take him out. I'm not saying that this is a good or bad thing. I'm just saying that Donald Trump, in the current moment, is trying to start a war with Venezuela, which could serve as a distraction. While all of this is happening as well, Donald Trump is reversing a lot of his largest tariff policies. I mean, I'm painting a picture of an admin that is in disarray, but he is reversing his largest tariff policies. We are currently seeing the tariffs on beef, the tariffs on other countries being backtracked by Donald Trump after months of cockiness and overconfidence and saying, trust the plan, and 90 deals in 90 days. Apparently, U.S. consumers do pay the tariff. I mean, we knew that on the show, but now we're seeing rising prices. Now we are seeing Donald Trump's tariffs backfiring. And as prices raise for the American consumer, as they realize Donald Trump is more preoccupied with the Epstein files, he will lean on more and more distractions, like the war in Venezuela that he is potentially going to start over the next few weeks. They've been flirting with the idea of starting this war. So just to bring things back, the Epstein vote today was a massive blow for Donald Trump in the long run. He used to be able to shut shit down from the stem, like whenever Republicans were trying to go against him, whether it was on January 6th or anything, he would primary challenge them or he would use his power against them to intimidate them. Well, now it's not working. Marjorie Taylor Greene called him out for his shit and said, dude, you are currently intimidating me. I need to hire private security. This is not how politics should be played. And it's crazy that I'm citing Marjorie Taylor Greene as the moral high ground in any situation. She still is pretty despicable as a political operator. But she, in this moment, is calling Donald Trump out on his political toxicity. Now, if the American people wake up and we continue to ring this alarm that Donald Trump is uniquely responsible for this inflamed atmosphere in American politics, I genuinely think we could return to a more normal politics. Maybe not a perfectly normal politics in the age of social media, but Donald Trump has stirred this shit up. Ever since he said Obama wasn't born in America, ever since he said Hillary Clinton needs to be thrown in jail, and he started making up nicknames for people in his party, he made fun of wasn't it like Ted Cruz's father or his wife? I mean, he's always made fun of people's personal families. And now Marjorie Taylor Greene is starting to realize what it feels like, how much this inflames tensions. So I know it sounds like I'm yapping. And by the way, if you enjoy my yapping, make sure you drop a like and subscribe. But I am weaving a broader narrative together here of a Republican Party that is noticing Trump's insane political tactics, deviating from them. And then in the state, in the case of the state of Indiana, for example, where I grew up, Senate Republicans, like this is just effing insane. Senate Republicans did the right thing by telling Donald Trump they were not going to redistrict the entire states. So you know what Donald Trump does? He names them all by full name on Truth Social, saying from the state of Indiana, which therefore puts the same target on their back that we saw him place on Marjorie Taylor Greene's back, for example. Over and over and over, Donald Trump tries this intimidation tactic of naming people, intimidating them, and using that to get what he wants, but no longer. Thomas Massie called this out. Marjorie Taylor Greene called this out, and it's making her more and more popular. Donald Trump yesterday, maybe this was 2 days ago, yelled at a reporter and said, "Quiet piggy," when he was asked about the Epstein files. This is a man who is losing his mind and whose political movement is in a regression period. It's not growing. It's not adding more people to the MAGA coalition. People are angry, even beyond the hardcore Republicans. His coalition is fracturing in other areas as well. A lot of the low propensity voters that Trump relied on in the last election, like the podcast bros, or even some minority voters, like Latino voters, are now shifting back an insane amount. For example, most of the podcasts that Donald Trump went on have now come out and said, dude, his style of policy is insane. An even better example, Latino voters in the special election 2 weeks ago, about 2 weeks ago, the special election was, the Latino voters are rapidly shifting away from the Republican Party. I think there was a 10-point margin in one county in Virginia. Latinos voted for Donald Trump last election in 2024 by a 10-point margin. When the special election happened recently, it was a negative 40-point margin. That is a 50-point swing overall because people are sick of this administration's insane policies. Now, what role do we play? We are a part of the new media ecosystem that distributes facts in a rapid response manner, perhaps the only manner that can beat the constant Republican lies. I see an uphill battle every morning when I wake up because we're battling the President of the United States lying, his press secretary, J.D. Vance on Twitter lying. Elon Musk owns the algorithm of Twitter. Elon Musk is using that algorithm to promote right-wing propaganda very, very clearly. That right-wing propaganda is then seeped into Fox News and Instagram Reels and everybody's feeds, and it's on us every single day to push back on that, debunk that. That is a thesis of this channel. We are going to continue doing debates, continue launching shows, continue getting out there, gaining attention for our narrative, no matter what it takes. And that's the way to beat Donald Trump. That is the way to fracture his movement. That is the way to take America back. I love you all. If you appreciated this ranty video, the current state of the Republican Party and me breaking it down, double check to make sure you're subscribed. I love you all, and peace out.